Hello, welcome to Mind at Work with another episode of Mind at Work. Your podcast is the intersection of psychology, work, financial well-being, physical well-being, and mental well-being. Today we're going to talk about something that's very important, which is dare to succeed. Yes, success takes courage. It takes courage. Why? Because any success demands you to go from your current status, the status of the known, to something new, to something unknown, and there is a risk of failure and everything that comes as discomfort, as what you can foresee as difficulties on the way, resistance from yourself, from outside of yourself, and to go through this up to reach the success, there is courage in the way. So today's episode is about the courage to succeed. Dare to succeed, because you need courage. You need courage if you want to be successful. You need courage. You need to go through different things to go from your current state to the state you want. How does it happen? But how a person comes to decide, I'm going to be successful? How does it come? Does it come naturally? Does it come with some processes? Does it come from internal aspect or external aspect? How does it come? We're going to see it. But most importantly, we're going to start by debunking the lies, because there are a lot of lies around success. Talk about why you should, and then give you some action steps in going through it, in going to it and reaching that success you want and you need and you deserve. Let's start by debunking the lies. There are a lot of lies around success. And these lies, among others, I've taken the seven most common, and the seven I found to be the most important on your way to success. The first one is the idea that you need to be part of the Lucky Sperm Club, the famous Lucky Sperm Club, which is the kids of the person who are part of the so-called elite. This person who are from rich families, who are from powerful families, are the person who are on the way to success or who are successful. No, that's a big lie. For simple reasons, when you look at history, you will see the different changes that have happened in history. You know that there is no single person you take and you see. You go to 1, 2, 3, 4 generation, you will see a family of failures there, and it happens that someone started the success and then the others start saying that they were successful, even if he's a king and they think that the king because it came from God. It didn't come from God. It came from one day someone decided, I'm going to take the power, and from now on my kids or whoever close to me become part of this royal family. It's not in the genes. It is not in the gene. We all have the same genetic, the same material, the godly material that make us human. So it is not reserved to these people. And how come you have so many people come from rich family who are literally failures? Literally failures. You can inherit a lot of money and still be a failure in other aspects. Because, and in another video I'm talking about it, there are different aspects of wealth. Is not only about money. Money is very important, and even if we're talking about money is not becoming rich financially, it's not reserved, it's not only for those who are from this famous lucky Sperm Club is for youth. Fills up into a creature and it haunts. The second lie to debunk it, a lot of people think also, it's about the government. This is why we see so many things boiling in politics. They think it is the government. Just when we have a better government, we'll be fine. This government is so bad that we can't be successful with this government. No. You can see also in the current, even in the current status of the world and in the history, you will see that there are some people who are successful, whatever the government, and some people who are failures, whatever the government. Would you want to be those who are waiting for the government to become good, or those who are successful, whatever the government? I'm not saying the government doesn't have a responsibility. It has its responsibility. People in government are doing their job. It is a job. They paid to do the job, they're doing the job. They may be well intentioned, bad intentioned. That's not your problem. Your problem is to take care of you, and then you will be successful, whatever the government plays. Do you know that the person sitting there as president or minister or director of whatever, police or military or in business or in a big company, whoever is the person, you have the same material, and the person is just doing what he has to do or what she has to do, and you do what you have to do. If you count on the government, you're digging your own hole for your own failure. The third point is, some people think they need to be in a certain environment. They think they need to be in a certain environment. If they're not in that environment, they cannot be successful. No, your environment is a reflection of what's inside you. So if you fail inside you, whatever the environment, you will be a failure. If you're successful inside yourself, and this is the aim we have here, is to make you be successful inside yourself in a way that whatever the environment, you will be successful. And this is what we're going to show you, what to do so that whatever the environment, you will be successful. Saying that it is the environment, of course, depending on what you do, the environment may not be what you need for that specific thing. If you're making things for urban population and you're in a rural zone, you may need to move. You're not a tree, you're not a stone. You can move, and you move to the place, the environment that's for what you're doing. So you can't, don't just say I'm failure because it's the environment, and be in that. You don't like it, you don't like your environment, you can move, you can change your environment. And this is why you're human, and this is why you can think and you can decide. This is the other lie about the environment, to say it's the environment. No, it is not the environment, it is you. You make your environment. Yes, you make your environment. Is climate change? No, climate has always changed. Don't tell us it's climate change. It's the weather always changes. What else in the environment? People? Yes, you are a human, and what you're doing will be done with people. People in your environment are bad. What a story. Your environment is a reflection of what you are inside yourself. So when you improve what is inside yourself, your self-concept, you will see how your environment will become. The same people who are interacting with you, when you see them bad, you start seeing them differently with another perception. So it's not your environment. You can be successful whatever your environment. You don't need to change your environment before you can be successful. This one is an interesting one, which is, yes, you need to be school smart. School smart, yes. If you did not succeed in school, you can't be successful in life. No. School has a lot to play in the society as it is organized now. But it's not all to be school smart. And even if you are school smart, by now you know that being school smart is not enough. You need more. If you are not school smart, know that if you did not get these your answers right to this teacher, to these teachers, it's still okay. You can be successful as far as you take the decision now. You get the right mindset, the right actions, you'll be there. You don't need to be school smart at all. You don't need to be school smart. If you are school smart, you're still going to school, you're school smart, make the best of it. But if you are not, make the best of you as a person. And by the way, being school smart is not a big deal. Actually, if you're going to school and you want to be successful in school, and as now you are not, you can get the right mindset, right actions, and you will be there. What we're talking about here is applicable to everything, from learning a skill to getting something to becoming something. It is all about mindset and actions. You need to have money. By the way, if you're looking for financial success and you already have money, what are you looking for? You already rich. This, so you know, that will not be your problem. Then, if it's other things, you know that in the other things, money will not do it for you. If you want to be performant in other aspects, money will not do it for you for a lot of things. Real success, money will not do it. If you already have money, you know that money will not do it for you. Your performance will be depending on what you have inside yourself and how you make your actions, your mindset and actions. Money cannot buy more success. Let's say your health. Yes, if you have money, you can buy expensive medicine, pay doctors, but this, we're not talking about that. We're talking about your health, how your body functions normally. That's a simple concept, and you are the one to be in charge of making that body function normally. Simple, but maybe not easy. Then, if you don't have money, because we're talking about the lie that you need money, if you don't have money, it is the mindset first, then the actions, and any money you need on the way will come. If you start by that you don't have money, you're not starting, you're not going to get there. And if you're not getting there, you're not getting anything, you will still blame money because you don't know. And as soon as you start earning money, you know the limitations of money. Yes, money can do a lot of things, but money is not what you need to become. What you need to become, it's your mindset, it's the actions. This is what you need. And this is what we're going to talk about. And this is what we've been talking about. And this is what we are putting in place in you. It is the right mindset, the right action. Right mindset, right action. So it is not about money, whether you have money or not. Start. And start now. We go to another very widely spread lie, which is, yes, it's luck. You are just lucky, and God will do it when the time comes. No, it doesn't happen that way. You don't get lucky if you don't do anything. God will not do anything. If you don't do anything to have something and to be something, you need to do something. It is the right mindset you need to have and take the actions, not wait for luck. Luck will appear if you start doing your part. Don't think that God should do for you what he's asking you to do, because he wants you to take the action, then the result will come. The result, because when you take the action, how the result happen, you don't know. You don't know how the result happen when you take the actions. Then this is his part. The actions are your part. The right mindset is your part. You have all the faculties for use. And if you're not using them, you can't blame him. The last one is also widely spread, which is you need to know people. They say you don't know people in this, they say in any country, they say in this country, you don't know people. No, you don't need to know people. If you know people, networking is important. You know people, it's okay, it can help you. But if you don't know people, it should not prevent you from starting, because when you start with the right action, the right mindset, and you move forward on your way. You meet anyone you need to meet to get to your success. You need people. You meet them, they are there. They are there, and you meet them, you get to know them. Human affairs are for human, you are a human, and you can do it, you can be it. Don't think you need to know people because you don't know people, you can do it. No, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. By now you know that there are a lot of lies around success, and we've removed the lies. Listen to it again and know that they are lies, big lies. And the question even is, why will you go through pain to succeed? Why should you? Yes, for some people, as I said it, there are some events, some tragic events that happen and make the person think, reorganize his priorities or her priorities in a way, in a certain way. So some tragic events like an accident, a diagnostic of something, a rare disease, make some people reconsider their priorities, or they go to the bottom in the abject poverty, and a wake-up call comes and they say, okay, I have to go out of this, and decide to go and move toward what they call success. So how will you go from this, which is most of the time also is going from pain to pleasure? And why will someone decide to go through it? Because you have a lot of people who seems to be insensitive to their own bad situation. This is where the courage comes, because when this insensitivity comes, when the person starts a little bit to move towards something substantial, and the voice comes to say, oh, this is not that bad, it's the situation, you can wait and do it like next year, you can do it now, this environment doesn't allow you to do it, and so on. And this voice inside make the person stop, and it is the fire inside that make the person go move, decision. So you need to make the decision. The decision, you make it and you say, no matter what, and you move forward to that level of success you want, and you will see it's certainly easier than what you think. If you don't want to do it, think again. You reach a certain age, you don't like what you do, you don't like what you eat, you don't like what you wear, you don't like anything in your environment, you don't like even yourself, because your self-esteem goes so down that you don't even like yourself. Do you want this? You don't want this, so start now by aiming big, by aiming success in whatever you consider success. You start now and you move forward and you be it. So will not get there by chance. No one gets there by chance. And those who want to get there by chance, you can see they take their life too lightly, nothing serious. Yes, everyone will know you, but as a person who is not serious at all. So take it seriously, take your life seriously, take your activities seriously. Whatever you do it seriously. Because whatever the game, if you don't take it seriously, you lose it. And this life of us, if you don't take it seriously, you lose. So you take it seriously and you will see what will happen. What will happen will surprise you, because when later on you look back, you will see that you come from very far. You could not imagine where you can reach, because your potential is so big, so huge, you can't imagine. So how can you waste this by not being serious? Sometimes it's an embarrassment. The person being scared of the failure, pretend that no, I was just joking, I'm not doing. Go seriously with it. Let's say you want something and you do it as if you were playing. No, in case I fail, I can say, no, I didn't want it. No, go seriously toward it. If you fail, who cares? Who has never failed anything? You learn. You are the winner, even if you think you're failing. No, you are the winner because you learn a way of doing that thing better. I have a warning for you, which is, yes, success is very important, but beware of some kind of success we can see in this social media world. You can see a lot of people who seem successful, but it's not success. It's an appearance of success and the misery is inside. You want success, real success, which means successful outside, successful inside. You don't want misery. What will be that success if you get a lot of money and you're sick? If you get, let's say, a lot of money and you lose everyone around you, you crush people around you, what will that success be useful for you? They say, dare to succeed. This was Coach Zed for Mind Walk for another episode. Until the next episode, let me wish you success. Dare to succeed. Ciao.